The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It is Bob Burney Live, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. You know, it's been quite a while. I used to do it almost every day, but it's been quite a while since I've encouraged you to become a part of our social media family. On Facebook and on Twitter, I'm not into the Instagram thing. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I should. I don't know, but I don't do the Instagram thing. I don't really understand Snapchat. Our grandchildren do, but, you know, but Facebook and Twitter, yeah. Now, why would I ask you to become a part of our social media family? The stories that you and I discuss every day, I think, are important. If I didn't think they were important, I wouldn't pass them along to you. Now, I say this constantly on the program. Don't believe what I say. Check it out for yourself. Check it out for yourself. Be a thinker. Part of what being an LTD is all about is not believing everything you hear or you read. Check things out. Think it out. Analyze it. It's like the last night, the Senate here in the state of Ohio unanimously rejected an amendment to a bill that would have, in part, this was not the major part of the bill, but it was an amendment to the bill. The amendment would have reined in the power and the authority of the director of the Ohio Department of Health. I think that's very important that we do that. Not for now, it's too late. You know, this legislation wouldn't have any effect now, but this is for the future. Anyway, the House of Representatives passed it, mostly along party lines. Sent it to the Senate. The Senate voted. They rejected it unanimously last night. And conservatives were going crazy. Social media was going crazy. My Facebook page went crazy. I can't believe they did that. That's terrible. That's horrible. I thought we had some conservatives, you know. And I heard talk radio last night just flipping out over it. Calm down. Calm down. Everything is not always as it seems. I have some inside sources down at the State House that have assured me today, don't get ready to jump off any tall buildings. It was rejected because of language. It was rejected because of some technicalities. It was not rejected wholly and unanimously because the entire Senate of the state of Ohio wants the Ohio Director of Health to have unlimited power. That's not it at all. They didn't like the way it was written. That's going to go to a conference committee. The House and the Senate are going to come together. And my sources have assured me that sometime in the near future, legislation that will accomplish the same objective, reining in one unelected individual in controlling all of our lives, legislation is going to come soon that will accomplish the same thing. All right, now why did I go through all that? Because I want you to check out the stories that I share with you on a daily basis And for those of you that are our friends on Facebook and on Twitter, you know that my engineer, Jeff, does an absolutely incredible job of posting these stories on Facebook, on Twitter, and on my webpage. All of those places. So if you're listening and you say, where in the world did Bernie come up with that? I can't believe that. Where? Okay. All you have to do is go to Twitter. My Twitter feed is at Bob Burney Live, B-U-R-N-E-Y, at Bob Burney Live. There's the story. Read it for yourself. Come to your own conclusion. The same is true on Facebook. You hear me talk about a story, and usually by the time, even before I am finished discussing it, Jeff has it posted. And you can read the source that I used. And I add commentary, I add my thoughts. Of course I do. But you can check out the original source for yourself so you can come to your own conclusion. That's what this program is all about. I continually tell you, I will never tell you what to think. Hopefully, I can help teach you how to think clearly and to discern from a biblical point of view. But anyway... if you're not a friend on Facebook or Twitter, you're going to miss all that. So it's not about driving up our numbers on social media. Honestly, it is for your benefit. And I've made you this promise for years, and I believe it to be absolutely true. If you will check either my webpage at thewordcolumbus.com, click on my picture, and that'll take you to my personal page on the website. Or if you go to Bob Burney Live on Facebook, or if you follow us on Twitter, if you check those stories on a regular basis, you will be more informed than almost anyone around you. You will. And here's the beauty. We do the work for you. I spend hours, not minutes, and this is not boasting, it's just a fact. Ask my wife. I spend hours every single day researching these stories, pulling these stories, reading these stories, compiling these stories, and then Jeff posts them. We do all the work for you. But you won't have access to them until you become a part of our social media family. So I hope you will. If you do not follow us on Facebook, go to Facebook. And in the little search feature in the upper left-hand corner, type in Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, and you have to add live. If you want the radio program page, you can't just put in Bob Burney. That'll take you to my personal page. Bob Burney Live. Bob Burney Live. And when you get there, just hit like, and you're a member of the family. On Twitter, just use the handle, at Bob Burney Live. That simple, at Bob Burney Live. And then you will be privy to all of these stories. Plus, you can communicate with us. There's a message tab on Facebook. I love to get messages from our listeners. Sometimes they agree, sometimes they disagree. Sometimes my listeners get into an animated debate, shall we say, on the debate page. And as long as it is kind, spirited debate is encouraged among the folks on Facebook as well. So anyway, forgive me for taking so much time, but it's been a long, long time since I've even talked about social media. And I think it's important. I want you to get the information so you can make your own decisions. Don't believe it because I say it. Check it out for yourself. All right. All right, we're gonna take a break, and that'll give you an opportunity to go to Facebook and like our page. But also, please listen to these important announcements. All right, we'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this is going to be fascinating to watch. With the stimulus funds, you know, the payroll protection plan, that was designed for companies, organizations with 500 or less employees. 500 or less employees. Well, we have now found out that a whole bunch of individual Planned Parenthood sites applied for those payroll protection loans illegally. Yeah, illegally. Because they are part of a huge organization and has a whole lot more than 500 employees. And when it's all totaled up, it comes to over $80 million. $80 million that was probably gained illegally. Now, Planned Parenthood would never do anything that bad or evil, would they? Well, an organization that is known primarily for killing innocent unborn babies, nothing surprises me. Several U.S. senators, they just happen to be Republicans, are demanding that Planned Parenthood pay back to the federal government every penny. Again, that's $90 million. It's $80 million. Here's the headline. Senators demand Planned Parenthood return $80 million in paycheck protection loans. Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska said, quote, Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion business, tried to defraud taxpayers during the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. The Paycheck Protection Program is supposed to be a lifeline for small businesses, not a slush fund for big abortion. The administration needs to reclaim that money and fire the bureaucrats who signed off on this scam. Marco Rubio said, quote, there is no ambiguity in the legislation that passed or public record around its passage that organizations such as Planned Parenthood, whose parent organization has close to a $500 million in assets, is not eligible for Paycheck Protection Program. Now, they have about $500 billion in assets, but they have $2 billion in net assets. For several years now, Planned Parenthood has been operating with a surplus. Well, they're getting $500 million a year from the federal government, and they are operating not in the red, they're operating with a surplus. And not only that, to my knowledge, from everything I have read and heard, Planned Parenthood has not been harmed by the COVID-19 virus thing at all, because Planned Parenthood centers across America are still open. Here in the state of Ohio, they violated the executive order from Amy Acton and Governor DeWine. They were taken to court, and a federal judge ruled against the state of Ohio, the suit brought by Attorney General Dave Yost. A federal judge ruled against the state of Ohio and for Planned Parenthood, and that's happened all across America. So they're still in business. When companies, shops, factories were shut down, restaurants were shut down, gyms were shut down, Planned Parenthood still killing babies. And yet, they took $80 million from the federal government, money that was intended to help small businesses. And a whole bunch of Republican senators are demanding that the money be paid back. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri said, if anybody knowingly falsified applications, they need to be prosecuted. So we'll see where that goes. And then, love him or hate him, there is no doubt whatsoever that this president is the most pro-life president, certainly in our lifetime. And here's a story that should interest you. The Trump administration is blasting the United Nations for promoting abortion during the pandemic, particularly their efforts to push countries to legalize the practice using coronavirus aid funds. In a Monday letter to UN Secretary General Guterres, the U.S. Agency for International Development Acting Director John Barsa criticized the UN, writing, quote, the UN should not intimidate or coerce member states that are committed to the right to life. Now, the story, and I'm going to run out of time, several countries, including and maybe especially the country of Ecuador. Ecuador is a very pro-life country, and they have been battling this COVID-19 virus as well. But the United Nations tried to blackmail the country of Ecuador and told them they could not receive United Nations funds unless they reversed their position on abortion and as a country and as a government began supporting abortion. That's blackmail. And the United States government under the Trump administration is blasting the United Nations for trying to blackmail pro-life countries into taking a pro-abortion position. It's a whole lot of things that this president, he just drives us nuts, drives us crazy. But their pro-life record of the entire administration is unquestionable. And anybody who loves life, I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat, anybody who loves life should be thrilled about the progress of the pro-life movement because of this administration. Have a great evening, folks, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.